Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, April 5th, 2024. U.S. futures are pointing to a higher open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened much lower as benchmarks caught up with Wall Street's dip late last night, and Asian equity markets finished weaker. U.S. dollar is regaining some ground from overnight, growing stronger against the European majors and Aussie dollar, but flat versus Japanese yen. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. Crude oil futures are steady, while Brent has surged over $91 a barrel. Gold is losing ground, and industrial metals are also under pressure. In macro news, although geopolitical tensions have largely been ignored by global markets, the escalation in the Middle East fighting has given rise to the risk-off mood on equity markets. The latest Iran-Israel developments have tied into oil's rally to a six-month high, which has fueled concerns that it will slow the pace of disinflation momentum. The U.S. market is also showing nervousness ahead of the U.S. non-farm payrolls that may reignite the debate on when the Fed will first cut rates. A lot of the Fed speak from yesterday maintained the macro data dependency dynamic. And similarly, the March European Central Bank minutes and the recent comments from the bank officials also highlighted a gradual approach towards rate cuts. The yen's strength was a big story in foreign exchange markets overnight, which resulted in an equity sell-off during today's trade in Japan. The Bank of Japan Governor Ueda then added more weight on the yen by hinting that a second rate hike could come over the summer, while Finance Minister Suzuki and Prime Minister Kishida said that authorities were ready to respond to the excessive yen moves. On the data front, Japan's household spending fell by less than expected, distorted by the leap year effects. The Australian trade surplus narrowed. Singapore's retail sales surged year-on-year, but the seasonally adjusted numbers were up by less. In Europe, the UK Halifax house price measure showed a first decline in 6 months. The German factory orders stabilized on the month, and the French industrial production came in weaker than forecast. The Eurozone construction PMI was weaker, but the UK walked back into expansionary territory. In the U.S., apart from the March non-farm payrolls, key focus on the macro calendar today also includes the March unemployment rate, March average weekly hours, and average hourly earnings, followed by the February consumer credit. In corporate news, the merger between Three and Vodafone has been referred to the local regulator for an in-depth review. Samsung Electronics said it expects a tenfold increase in Q1 profits as chip demand and chip prices recover based on the company's preliminary earnings numbers. In Asia, equities finished Friday lower. Japan had steep losses amid the yen strengthening and amid numerous comments from officials on the recent economic weakness. Australia also underperformed today to mark a down week. Hong Kong started the day in a sharply downtrend, but later rallied to a small gain. South Korea traded lower, Southeast Asia was mixed. India is flat following the Reserve Bank of India's widely expected move to keep its base rate unchanged. Mainland China and Taiwan markets are closed for holidays. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, April 5th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.